God lives and works today. He is searching for people who will love and honor Him, who will glorify Him in their everyday lives. Do you love Him? This was the question Jesus asked Peter when he met him on the shores of Galilee. And this is still the crucial question for us today. Listen to the following program by Basilia Schlink called, Do You Really Love Jesus? Suppose a magazine containing a caricature of the person you love is offered for sale. How would you react? Or the one you love is attacked by a gang. What would you do? Our reaction shows how we really feel about a person. Today, millions are being asked, not as a group or anonymously, but each one quite personally, Do you really love Jesus? Films, musicals, rock operas, and shows that ridicule our Lord are pervading our countries through theaters, churches, and recordings.
In one such musical, Jesus is portrayed as seen through the eyes of Judas. The playwright himself said this. Judas is shown as the one who sees everything the right way, and Jesus as the one who was wrong, who failed. But according to Holy Scripture, the eyes of Judas, the betrayer, were the eyes of the devil. And our Lord Jesus, the Son of God, who came to fulfill the will of His Father and was obedient to His commandments, is portrayed tolerating drunkenness among His disciples. This is the interpretation that they dare to give of the Last Supper. Who can bear such a satanic attack upon our Lord and Savior and His work of salvation? No one who loves Jesus. If such false allegations were made against someone we love, we would surely be raging. But here, it's not just a person being slandered and defamed in such a way. It is the Son of God, full of dignity and majesty. Jesus is alive today. The Holy Scriptures tell us that we can grieve the Holy Spirit and blaspheme against Him. We can also blaspheme Jesus and grieve Him deeply. Yes, we can ridicule and despise Him, and metaphorically speaking, we can crown Him once more with thorns. Today, Jesus is looking for disciples who love Him, and who therefore cannot bear that their Lord and Savior, who has shed His blood for them, is so blasphemously ridiculed. Disciples who cannot bear to watch the most sacred events being dragged in the mud. Therefore, how can we possibly look at such films and musicals? How can we tolerate them, let alone applaud them? Who is it that we are actually applauding? Today, everyone must choose. Will we hail Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the truth, our sinless Lord, love eternal, who died for our sins?
Oh, honor, yes, honor the Lamb now be given, as great as a share that He once received. His allows around Him with honor and crown Him, adoring the Godhead forevermore.
This program by Basilia Schlink has come to you from the little land of Canaan. If you would like a free leaflet by the same author, please write to God Lives and Works Today, 9849 North 40th Street, Phoenix, Arizona, 85028-4099. That's God Lives and Works Today, 9849 North 40th Street, Phoenix, Arizona, 85028-4099. God bless you.